not, if you'd like to read with us in Matthew, the 4th chapter. Reading just the 4th verse. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." That's Matthew 4:4. Then if you'll turn over into Matthew 21 and the 22nd verse. "In all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Now, both of these, if you've got a red letter testament, you'll see it's Christ speaking the words. And here in this, he said, "All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." And, you know, I was thinking of this when I was talking about the way that it looked like my leg was broke. And then when I was telling Carol that the way it changed from the time of the accident to the x-rays was taken, that I'm not sure that it wasn't broken. God just healed me of it. And then she said, "Well, Trent and them was praying on the job that there wouldn't be nothing broken." But, you know, that is a prayer that would, if you was expecting me to be protected from breaks, would have had to been prayed before the accident. But to pray that afterwards does not mean that it wasn't broke, but that it would be taken care of to where it would be the same as if it had never been broke. And you know the thing I like about when God heals, man, you can have a break, and do you realize when that break heals, they can look at that bone years later and they can see and tell that there was a break there. But do you realize God's the only one that can operate on you? God's the only one that can take care of a break. And afterwards, it's as good as if it had never happened. It's probably, if anything, it's stronger than it was beforehand. And, you know, I was thinking of that. And I realize the world will look at those things and think you're a little weak-minded to even think of something like that. You was just lucky that your leg wasn't broken. But then I was thinking of that. And then the way that the world would look at it today. What if they was the ones that was looking on? They're the Hebrew children of being thrown into the fire furnace. They'd say, "No, it can't be. There's no way that they could come out." But yet God brought them out. And it said it didn't even have the smell of smoke upon their clothing. Their hair wasn't thin. There was no smell of smoke even upon them. That's a miracle of God. But God was able to do that and deliver. You'll find there Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. Some people would say, "Well, maybe he found a place where the lion couldn't get to it." But there wasn't a place like that in that den. But as he went in, God come upon the scene. And he took care of what Daniel was praying for. You'll find Daniel. That had the faith and belief. And God was able to work a miracle that anybody looking on would have said was impossible. And those that was against Daniel found out very well that it wasn't the lions weren't hungry. Because if you'll read that, you'll find it said they devoured them before they even reached the bottom. So when they were falling in, the lions jumped up to get them. And Daniel had slept in there all night long with those very same lions. you and I today, when God says this, He said, now, that first verse, let me read that to you again, 4:4 of Matthew. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Not every word that proceedeth out of your mouth, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You and I, the Word of God is life unto us. It is the very thing that will deliver us. Then this last verse, that 22nd verse in the 21st chapter. And all things whatsoever ye ask, shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Two words there that's real important in that. Prayer and believing. A prayer that's prayed that doesn't have any faith with it. Don't do any good. Going back there again to those three Hebrew children. They told the king. They said, we know our God is able to deliver. But if He don't, we're still not going to bow to your image. Why? Because they will believe that God. They knew that God was able. But if He didn't, then you're going to be all right in hell. You and I today. That's what God wants is us to step out the fair and say, Lord, your will be done. Not my will, but your will be done. And God's able to take care of it. You know, the miracle today that God can still work would shock a lot of people. But God, when we live by God's Word, we can believe that the impossible is still possible and it can be obtained. The devil would like to make us think that the days of miracles are over. And I was thinking this afternoon of the miracle that God did for me. And to be quite frank, coming to church, my side, my ribs are bruised so bad that it's swollen out below them, or was. And it hurt to even breathe. And I didn't figure there was any way that I'd be able to preach, but you can see God's took care of it. And you and I today, the thing that I like to think about, God's Word is true. And we might need a miracle, and the devil might say it can't happen, but that is a miracle, and that means something that is not normal, something that you wouldn't normally expect, but yet God delivered. That's what a miracle is. When you believe to the impossible, and it comes to pass, that's a miracle. And I was thinking today about the miracle that God had done for me in the past, and the miracles He done for me this way. And then I got to thinking about each and every one of us here in this church, miracles that God has performed for every one of us and others that face a miracle just here in the near future of God doing something that nobody else can do, of believing and having the impossible come to pass. Just because God said, ask and believe and you shall receive. You and I today, time gets away from me and I can't remember how long, but just a few years ago, about this time of the year, we was in Pennsylvania being told that it was impossible. No way would Cassie be released, but yet it happened. And those that said, it will not happen, the school district will not give them up, and the law will go along with it. They just sat with their mouth hung open when they heard that the law had said, yes, it's perfectly all right. It's only to be expected. And the judge agreed. You and I today, when we put God to the test, He stands ready to do that that we ask. Not because it's what's expected, but because you ask in prayer and believe. And God said, I'll do it. You can receive it if you believe. If you're going out and you're asking for will, that you might have it easy. Or something like that. I'm not saying you're going to get found. But if there's something you need in your life, God's able supply that He'd supply our needs. And if we ask, we can have that we stand in need of, even if it's something that normally you'd think would be impossible. You know, you look, all those that went to the tomb with Jesus where Lazarus was buried, nobody was expecting what they ended up seeing. When Christ got there and asked them to roll the stone back, their answer was, "By now He stinks." In other words, it's been 4 days. By now He's decaying. And you don't want to go in because it's going to be bad. But He had them roll it away. And what did Christ do? He prayed and then called Lazarus by name. And Lazarus come forward. You and I today, prayer. Christ prayed a prayer and believed and received. He prayed to the Father and believed and received what He asked. Was it something you asked Him that was impossible? Yes, of man, but not of God. You and I, it's nothing to ask saints of God that's impossible. If we can believe, He can make it come to pass. And but people today, they'll surrender themselves into the hands of a doctor. They'll take medicine after medicine that the doctor prescribed. And I've literally seen people that was on 10 or 12 different kinds of medication and wasn't getting any better. Just seemed to be glad they're going downhill. Get another doctor and take them off of every bill. And maybe give them one medicine. And then get over it again. You and I today will put our faith and trust in a man. We've proven it so many times they fail. But God has never failed. He never lost a battle. And He's proven it. Time and time again, that He'll do that we ask. And if you and I, we need miracles. And there again, coming back to what I was saying, Chrissy back here needs a miracle from God. And wasn't long back, they was concerned about spots on her lungs, a tumor on her back, and a problem with her brain stem. Well, when it come to it, and they went to doing the test for the lungs, that it cleared up. They're now concerned about the tumor on her back, and I'm trusting God for a miracle to take care of that. And as I was praying, I just telling the Lord, we're just facing it one hurdle at a time. And as we go through each one, to find when it comes down to it that God's already took care of it. And people say, yeah, but you've got to leave it in the doctor's hand. No, leave it in God's hand and say, just as I was going to the hospital on Monday, I was thinking, Lord, I don't know what can be the good of it, but it's in Your hand, and I still don't know except to say, praise the Lord, because He's able to take care of that. When we're not even able to watch out for our own selves, we have one that we can depend upon that's able to take care of that. You and I today, if we have a problem, if we're something that faces that no one has the answer, then look to the one that we don't know, and ask God and pray a prayer and believe. They get up expecting to receive, just like I mentioned so many times in my preacher about the little girl that had the club feet. They come to the healing line to be prayed for, but she come with a box under her heart and asked to be prayed for. She sat down to put her new shoes on, shoes that she hadn't been able to wear because those feet were turned backward. But when she sat down and started to pull them in, they become all.
He's coming back to America. Packing it up with Carolina under our and going the full measure with the Lord. And you and I, that's what God wants of us. To go the full measure with the Lord, believing in the impossible, and we can receive it. Believing in God's Word. Every one of us knows, and all we got to do is look around this room, and I don't think there's a one here underweight. So every one of us knows that we need bread and food that we eat to live, because we carry the evidence around. But yet God said, you don't live by that alone. The important life that we need is in the Word of God. That's that spiritual life. This old body, that we can pack all the food we want to in it, and it's still going to die. Food is not going to keep you alive for so long, and then it's going to die. But that spiritual food, when we digest it, God said it can pronounce life to that soul for all of eternity. It will never die. Live forever with God. That's the food that really counts, isn't it? And you and I, He said, we'll find it right in His Word. We don't live by bread alone, but by the words of God. And then what we read to you here, prayer and believing, that's words of God. Him telling you and me exactly what we need to do for our Christian life. And it makes no difference what we're facing. They can be 1,000 standing against us saying, it's impossible. But if we got the faith to believe, God said, all things are possible, and you can still win the victory. Do you realize, according to the Bible, you can put 1,000 to flight. Look in the Bible where there were 300 men went against a city and thousands and done what God asked of them unarmed, and the city fell. You and I today, don't say it's impossible. Say all things are possible through God. And then believe it, and you can receive it. You and I today, how many of us is needing something in life that man cannot take care of? Medicine, doctors, lawyers, whatever, cannot take care of. But yet God can. There is not a problem that God can't solve for me and for you if we can believe. You know, it's wonderful to know that our life is in God. Our very life is in the hand of God, whether we live or whether we die. God knows when our appointed time is. And do you realize He said that it can be prolonged according to the way we live for Him? He said if we remember Him when we're young, our days will be lengthened. You look around and you see a lot of people that they may be old and they've never lived for the Lord. But how long would they have lived if they had lived for the Lord? How much longer would they add it to their life? You know, there's all kinds of people that dies young because of decisions that they made in their life that literally shortened their life, destroyed their health, destroyed everything there was about them. And you know, our bodies, look at that. You go back in the Bible where men lived literally hundreds of years. Some over 900 years. But you know what men will tell you today? Men are supposed to be intelligent. Oh, they had a different way of marking time then. A year's a year. You go back in the Bible and you'll find it calls out months. It might have called them a different name than what we call them, but it was still the 11th month. So many days. They didn't call us winter a year. They knew they were four seasons in a year.
So, you know, I don't care when it was, they were still four seasons. So a year was still a year, and they lived that long. And there come a time, because of sin of men, that God limited the amount of days that men would have. So you and I, if we're obedient unto God, He can lengthen them just as easy. Look at the children of Israel. They're 40 years in the wilderness. Their shoes didn't wear out. Our bodies, look at what an instrument that God created and gave us. Heart, a pump that works so dependable for so many years. But all God's got to do is speak the word and it would pump forever. Do you realize He created our bodies to live forever? Adam and Eve was the one that pronounced death upon us, but the body God gave them there in the garden could have lived forever if they had just done what they should have. God made our body replenish itself. It becomes new. Just redoing itself, except God put a limit on it. But if He hadn't have done that, we would have been just like a new person every day. Every time that cell renewed itself, it'd be just like young instead of gradually getting old as it does now. God is the one that controls every bit of this. And you and I, all we've got to do is ask for the impossible. You know, I thank God for the blessings that He's bestowed upon me, for the life that He's blessed me with, for the many prayers that He's heard and answered. And I'd have to be the first one to say, I don't deserve all that God has given me. I don't deserve all the blessings that God has bestowed upon me. But as long as I'm here, I want to testify and tell everybody, God is the only and the best way that you'll ever find to live a life here. Nothing else can compare with it. And how anybody can face tomorrow without God, I don't know. If I knew that if I lived to be 100 years old, but after this very night, there would never be nothing more of God in my life. There'd never be nothing that I could pray for. There'd never be any more spirit that I could feel. There'd never be any more song that you could sing and get anointed. None of that. I'd say, let me die tonight because I live. You and I today, we need to put our faith and trust in God. Know that God can do the impossible. He's able to hear and answer. If we'll ask, pray, and believe. And as I was saying there, there's many miracles that we need to pray for right here in this little congregation. So let's not let ourselves down, our brothers and sisters down, or the Lord down in not doing our part to pray a prayer of faith, believing that we might receive and know that God is able to do that impossible. Why don't we sing some song? There's one here, and you'd like to come and pray. There's something in your life that you want to pray about. Now's the time. Each one of us, we never know when the death angel is going to call. You know, that's something that none of us can be sure about. I was just listening to the news. 15-year-old boy run over by a tractor that was being operated by another teenager. Killed him. And, you know, you might think, oh, I'm young. I got a long life ahead of me. You don't know what you've got. You don't know. But if your heart's right with God, you don't have to worry about it. But if your heart's not right with God, you better be seriously concerned. Because before this time tomorrow night, your family could be seeing you in the funeral home. It doesn't take long. All we sing, will you come?